Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, nothing is hidden in the sight of the Lord. Let's look at our Bible as we read Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. This short title says, nothing hidden. Nothing. Matthew 9, 1 to 8. Are we there? I am reading from New King James Version. So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man is blasphemous. This man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your heart? For which one is easy, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power to men. As Jesus passed on, I think we should leave it there. They marveled. Let's leave it at it. This morning at the workers' meeting, Abra told us, he made some clarification concerning Jesus Christ, concerning God. Okay? God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. So that God himself can feel how we feel. He came in human form. He became part of us. He experienced physical death. How many people have you seen that they died, buried, and they woke up? How many people? Since that time, before that time, and after that time? Nobody. Now, there were confusions that I also have gone through, just like our brother said this morning. And at the end of the day, I told myself, when you look at the powers that be or the powers that behind all this so-called religion, we have the graves of their founders and their bodies are there. The only one that you get to the grave and the body is not there is Jesus Christ. Then I ask myself, do you want to worship God that is alive or God that is dead? That was what settled my case. In spite of the fact that, as at that time, I was not even born again. But I was going to church. But, you know, unfortunately, when you get to college, God will save us. So many concepts. That time, do you know that instead of going to church on Sunday, when I was in college, we have this professor of mine that I so much love. He teaches sociology. And he calls sociological theories. And he doesn't believe in God. And he's an atheist. And what he teaches us every Sunday, we will gather. Sunday, when we're supposed to be in church, theories of Marxism. So we are known as Marxists on campus. And it was real confusion. I was almost getting and believing everything they say. You know. But I will always ask myself question, why do we hear of evil in all these Marxist countries? Particularly among the leaders. You know. And it brought a lot of confusion to me. Then one day I asked the man, I said, Prof, Karl Marx, is in the grave. Do you believe Jesus Christ is in the grave? He said, I cannot answer that question. Take it or leave it. Great confusion for me. Jesus is alive and is a coming king. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. In Matthew 9, verses 1 to 8, Jesus said, was in his own city. Can you imagine? In his own city. Then a man who was paralyzed was brought to him, lying on his bed. And Jesus saw their faith, and he said to the man, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Aye. What is supposed to be the expectation of people around? I, for example, would have expected that everyone would be happy that the man was receiving attention from the only God who can heal. Is that not right? That's what I would have believed. But it wasn't so. As soon as Jesus pronounced the forgiveness of the man's sins, the Bible says at once, without waiting a second to think, the scribes who were present said within themselves, this man, what does he think he is? Look at him blaspheming. Someone was about to get healed. And instead of rejoicing for the person, the religious leaders, whose business it was to look after members of the household of faith, were thinking evil in their heart, in their hearts. Can you imagine that? Jesus, for whom the thoughts of the earth were never hidden, confronted them. Why do you think evil in your hearts? My prayer is that God will expose those who are thinking evil of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that is looking at you and thinking negative and thinking evil, they will not see 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus. One may ask, I'm not thinking evil in my heart about anyone. Why did the Bible say that everyone is thinking evil continually? That's what we read in Genesis. There's a difference between God's children and the rest of the world. Amen? For God's children, our hearts are regenerated and renewed. The Spirit of God is working within us and is guiding our thoughts. The children of the world do not have God's Spirit in them. If you are born again, I still think evil in your hearts, uncontrollably. I suggest that you commit this to serious prayers and ask God for a sacrificial, sanctified heart. A born-again child must not think evil of himself, of anybody. When I was going to Nigeria, I read also, if you have been listening to, there is a program, they meet up or something like that, on YouTube. By Yinka Ayefele, Temi Jopelo, something like that. People who have gone through serious problems. He also told the story of himself and how he became the tragic accident that happened to him and how he was able to survive. Then he now it was there I listened to this story I told you about people who were captured in a bus, driven to a slaughter ground, and they were appealing to them that not all of you will die. And they were sitting on a stool, and some were being set aside to be killed. Some were being set free. You will be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who have that Spirit of God in them were set free. You will be set free.
Amen.
But when you think about all those people, you want to run away. You don't need to. You don't need to. You do not need to. Jesus is there for you. Jesus is there for you. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God is working within us and is guiding our thoughts. But if, as a child of God, evil comes to your heart all the time, you need to bring it to serious prayer. For this will re-engineer your thoughts and bring them in conformity with the plans of God. If you are not born again, giving your life to Christ is the first place to start from. Do not delay further. Do not delay further. God knows the thoughts of our hearts. Nothing is hidden before Him. Nothing. It is our advantage that we think good and worthy things. Look at Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs 23:7. Say, as a man thinks, so he is. The thought you have in your heart, you know, makes you. If you are struggling with evil and filled with thoughts, I pray that our God will renew your hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are yet to give your life to Christ, this is an opportunity to do so right where you are. You can confess to God that you are a sinner, that you are not able to save yourself, that you believe God sent Jesus to die for your sins, and that you believe that God will raise him. God raised him from the dead. There's need for us to recommit ourselves, if we are going through this type of a problem, to surrender our life to the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, not tomorrow. And Jesus Christ will renew our thoughts and give us a new life. Say a better amen. Amen. At the same time, brethren, believe in God. Believe in Him. When you hear that evil is abounding somewhere, believe in your heart that you can never be part of it. Through that, there will be no anxiety. Okay? Because if you look at what is going on, even in this so-called society we find ourselves, whenever I want to enter a mall, I will remember the evil that has happened somewhere. But what comes to my mind? I am not a candidate for untimely death. That's what I tell myself. I'm not a candidate for danger. I'm not a candidate for sorrow. I'm not a candidate that some people will weep crocodile tears over me. You know how they weep crocodile tears over people? He's dead. Some people will go there and look at him and say, ah, olomu. Shoto. Garagara. And in their hearts, in their physical something, they'll be crying. Whereas crocodile tears, that will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. For the rest of these few days that is left in this year, Satan will never use it to balance his account. Danger and evil will not attain to your heart, to your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus all the time. Move with confidence. Believe in your heart that no evil shall come your way. That was why when I look at the prayer points of today, for today, and the word that I prepared, because I was on vacation, I won't deceive you. You know, this word was prepared on Saturday, last Saturday, with the intention that when I get to vacation, I will expand it. But it's a lie. Wow. You know, the concept of vacation I have is quite different from the concept of vacation the people who took me on vacation had. I thought I would just be in a room, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner without doing any much wahala, then use the time to concentrate. I even went with a computer, you know, to work. But that computer never came out of the bag. The whole day, the whole week was completely jammed and packed. Moving over, in fact, if not because we were loading, as opposed to lose weight, you know, from the walk that they made me walk, you know, I will testify. You will see my testimony on Wednesday, on Tuesday, by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, there is no hidden thought. God knows the thought of your heart. Always think about good. Always think about positive things. It shall be well with you. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said, and God saw that the wickedness of man, 6:5, was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I want you to pray this morning. Father, deliver me from evil arts. Deliver me from evil thoughts. Never imagine evil coming your way. No. He said, he will keep you from striking your feet against the stone. He who sits at the shadow of the Almighty shall abide in the secret places of the Lord. Is that not how the Bible put it? Or who sits at the secret place of the Lord shall abide by the shadow of the Almighty. These few days left, open my thought to positive things. Some of us will have looked at 2019 and regard ourselves as failure. God knows your heart. Pray, Father, open my heart to good things, that I shall encounter Johnny Masses everywhere I go. Everywhere I find myself, it shall be well with me, with my family, with my children. Anyone that I touch shall be blessed. There could be some diagnosis that doctor will have told you. Oh, yes, yes. It's possible that you know about them so that you can work against those things. I told some people it is good to dream evil dreams at times. It's a revelation of what is about to happen. Will you allow it to happen? That's it. It's also a good thing to dream about dreams that are positive. If you don't pray to bring them to existence, you are deceiving yourself. I struggle with evil thoughts no more. My Father gives me a good conscience so that the word of God will be in me at all times. In the name that's above every other name, I shall live a triumphant life. I shall not be defeated. In my career, I shall not be defeated. In my home, I shall not be defeated. In my marriage, I shall not be defeated. In my endeavors of life, I shall not be defeated. Pray. I will live a victorious life. The thoughts of my heart shall be good, not evil. The thoughts of my heart shall be good, not evil. This new year, Lord, that I'm going into, I begin to see the results of good thoughts in my life.
So shall it be in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, amen, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Brethren, let us quickly stretch forth our hands to the verses that God used for us this morning and pray that the anointing of God upon his life will not run dry. As God used him today, he will continue to use him. The Lord will deliver him and save him from untimely death in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty will fulfill his promises in his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Lord will enlarge your coast. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, more anointing of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will use you the more for his glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.